Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Dr. Sid Pinedo, President and CEO of Children's Fund, a nonprofit organization serving vulnerable children throughout San Bernardino County. Thank you for joining me today, Sid. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Now, we're going to be talking about the Children's Fund's 30th annual toy drive. But first of all, tell us a little bit about Children's Fund. Who are the founders and how did it all get started?
Sure. Thank you. Children's Fund is an organization whose mission is to give vulnerable children support, opportunity, and hope. And we do that by breaking destructive cycles of poverty through community partnerships. We were founded over 32 years ago by the famed Jack Brown, former chairman of Stater Brothers, also Patrick Morris, the former mayor of San Bernardino, and A. Gary Anderson, a local businessman who was very influential and supportive of organizations.
Now, what are some of the events that you've had in the past? Now, we'll get into the toy drive here very shortly, but what are some of the big events that you've had in the past?
Sure. You know, Children's Fund has been very fortunate to have the support of the entire region, the county of San Bernardino. And that support really manifests and comes to light in our annual golf tournament. For over 25 years, we've really hosted the premier golf tournament in the Inland Empire, where we have a sold-out field. We raise hundreds of thousands of dollars at this event, and it all goes straight towards the children and their and providing them with support.
Can you give me an example of some of the programs that you have that actually help children in the community?
Sure. Everything that we do falls into the categories of support, opportunity, and hope. And what we mean by that in support is emergency needs. We have children that unfortunately their families can't afford, for example, a refrigerator or the refrigerator breaks. And so we provide a brand new energy efficient refrigerator. And these are families that are using ice chests as their primary form of refrigeration for food and things like that. We also help families that unfortunately perhaps are sharing beds, 3-4 kids in a twin size bed. So we'll provide a brand new bed and bedding, and the child is able to choose what type of comforter they want. So it's their favorite character or sports theme, and you just see that smile on their face and you know that you're doing good and changing their lives.
Great.
We also provide scholarships for foster youth, and even unfortunately for children that are severely abused, we help them get back on a pathway to recovery.
Now, you have your annual toy drive coming up. Tell us about that. When is it and where is it?
Sure. This is our 30th annual Celebration of Giving campaign. It's actually going on right now, and it runs through December 15th. And this is a toy drive for the children of San Bernardino County. Our toys reach the furthest corners of the entire county. And you heard that right. We cover the entire county of San Bernardino. And because of generous and caring organizations and donations, we will collect and distribute. Our goal is to collect and distribute over 35,000 toys.
And what age range are you giving gifts for?
We really cover all ages. And so everything from infant all the way up to 18 years old. And so we make sure that every child that otherwise isn't able to receive a gift at Christmas is able to get one.
Now, once again, tell me, how many toys do you expect to collect for children this year?
Sure. Our goal is to collect and distribute at least 35,000 toys.
Okay, give us an example of some of the type of gifts that you're looking for each age group.
Sure. For ages 6 through 8, we like to give gifts that include arts and crafts, action figures, bicycles and helmets, even books and educational toys. Dress-up type of sets for the girls as well. For ages 9 to 12, we like to do things like books and DVDs or games, sports equipment, things like Legos and building sets, because we want to also help continue their educational learning as well, right? Bath and Body Works sets type of stuff like that for girls. For ages 13 to 18, really for the teenagers, what we like to do is provide them with an opportunity to do some shopping. And so the ideal gift for teenagers are gift cards. And so that allows them to pick out a toy and have a shopping experience. But we also look for earphones, MP3 players and things like that, cameras or curling and straight irons, blow dryers, even clothing. And then for the other teenager gifts and stuff like that, we also want to be able to remind them that the community cares. And so that's what's so important about what we do with our toy drive, is that we tell them that for no matter what's going on in their lives, the community cares about them.
Are there any other donors that you partner with for the toy drive, and can other groups actually become a part of the toy drive?
Sure. We are very fortunate to have the support of organizations such as San Bernardino County's Fires, Spark of Love, First Five San Bernardino, Amazon Fulfillment, Arrowhead Credit Union. We have great media partners like the Southern California News Group, Lamar, and also so many other small businesses that have put together a collection box in their business and encourage their patrons and their customers to donate toys as well. And we need the support. So any organization or business that's willing to collect toys or to contribute, we're happy to partner with them.
Now, after all these toys are collected, how are they distributed?
So we have one of our partnerships with the County of San Bernardino is that we're able to use a warehouse. And so all of those toys go to the warehouse and they get sorted there. And then they're distributed to other nonprofits or even county agencies in order to get them directly in the hands of those children that could use them most and best.
Now, what about cash? Can people donate cash, and do you need volunteers?
Sure. We're always in need of donations and volunteers. We will spend, or we're committed to providing, about $40,000 worth of $25 gift cards. So any organization or individual that would like to donate a $25 gift card or money towards the purchase of those gift cards, we could really use it. And also, like I said, 35,000 toys need to be sorted and distributed. So we also need volunteers, and we could always use the help of individuals to come and sort and distribute those toys.
How can they get in touch with you to become a volunteer?
Sure. You can go directly to our website at www.childrensfund.org, or you can call our office at 909-379-0000.
Give those numbers again.
Sure. Childrensfund.org or our phone number, 909-379-0000.
Okay, as we start to wrap things up, tell us again, how long is this toy drive going to last, and where can they donate? Where can they take the toys to donate them?
The Celebration of Giving campaign runs now through December 15th, and you can deliver toys directly to the warehouse located at 1140 East Cooley Avenue in San Bernardino. That's 1140 East Cooley Avenue at San Bernardino. Or you can call our office at 909-379-0000.
Are there any other satellite spots that they can donate, or do they all need to bring them to the warehouse?
Eventually, they all end up at the warehouse. And okay. So we have a number of organizations that will deliver it directly to our office in San Bernardino. But ideally, if they get to the warehouse, that helps facilitate the sorting.
Okay, great. Is there anything you'd like to close that you think the public should know about your toy drive?
Sure.
And Children's Fund in general.
Sure. Thank you. You know, society tells kids that if they misbehave, if they're naughty, that they don't get a toy at Christmas. But when a child doesn't receive a toy out of no fault of their own, we know that a child starts to believe that maybe they're not worthy or that they're naughty. We want to change that mindset, and we want all kids to know and believe that they are worthy, that they deserve it, and they too have a right to celebrate Christmas.
Okay, Dr. Sid Pinedo, President and CEO of Children's Fund, and we've been talking about Children's Fund's 30th annual toy drive going on now through December 15th. So once again, thanks, Sid, for joining me today. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.